for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a Friday afternoon service of July the 5th, 1996, of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey is the speaker for the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And I'm not putting you down. I want you to think about it, because what I want you to look at is to see how much unforgiveness is really in you, that you would not forgive that you held on to it. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with... Well, I was going back up and read some more, but I'm going to read this verse. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Now, what I wanted to... was the last part of that verse, that your prayers won't be hindered. If you walk... you can't walk together. The word says in Amos 3:3, I think it's 3:3, says, can two walk together unless they be agreed? And if you're walking in unforgiveness or strife, you're not together. And your prayers are hindered. You agree with me? Your prayers are hindered. And when we, let me tell you, that's why God says a man and a woman together, when they're husband and wife together, you have, when you're walking as one and believing the same, you have authority and power over your children and over, and the kingdom of darkness has to back off. Because together, well, men have the authority to do it too, but when there's two together, man, that is power there, because they're walking according to the Word of God and walking together, and God hears our prayers and He answers them. When you pray for your kids and you're in unison, God hears you. And it's a prayer of agreement, but you're both in one accord, and you're agreeing with what the Word says, and you're praying, and there's power. And it says here, your prayers are not hindered. It says it will be hindered if you're not together. And I'm telling you, that's one thing that we need to do. As long as we're both walking together and in love, we see God. We pray over things and see God move, and it always amazes me. I mean, you know, I know God's going to do it, but when He does, I'm always just amazed, you know, that glory. You know, it's wonderful the way God does work with, you know, with when husband and wife together. That's the strongest force that I know of in prayer. It was a man and his wife. And as long as there's no... the unforgiveness, all bitterness, resentment, and all this stuff we're going to work on a little bit, as long as it's there, you cannot even believe God like you want to. Sin and what is sin. I heard Brother George say this morning something about sin and... like a spirit or something, and I said it is a spirit. Over in Genesis 4, it says when Cain slew his brother, said God told him, said, sin lies at your door. He was waiting to get him as he went out the door, and he got him. Sin is a spirit, and when we're sinning, the enemy has an open door to us. Okay, he said, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railings for railings, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. You know, we're good at saying to each other, telling people, guard your mouth, don't be negative, because the power in life is in power of death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. But let me tell you something. That in men and women, when we're talking one to another, it says, keep your tongue from evil. Be careful what you say. You know, we like to walk up and say, don't be negative. Be positive. Confess positive. We get home. Well, did you see all that? Oh, my. And we're all good at it. And going on. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. You know, I quote that a lot when I'm praying. Lord, I know your eyes are on the righteous, the first part of it. Do you ever do that? First part of it. Lord, you said in your word, your eyes are on the righteous. And I know you hear me because your eyes are open. And I'm righteous because of Jesus. But the second part of that says, and his ears are open to our prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. He also knows when we're doing the things we do. You may think you're getting away with it, but you're not, because God sees it. Amen? Am I quiet in here? Colossians chapter 2. Praise the Lord. chapter 2, verse 10. And you are complete in him. Verse 9 says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses. He's forgiven. I was going to read verse 13, but the rest of it was so good I decided to read it all. He's forgiven all of our trespasses. He's forgiven you and I of every sin. When we came to Jesus Christ, he washed the slate clean. But since we came to Jesus, from there on, we are accountable for everything that we've done. We need to clean the slate day by day, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Say, if you want to bind principalities and powers, if you want to do deliverance, let me tell you something. Sometimes those demons can read your mail. And you need to keep your slate clean. I heard someone say the other day that, I don't remember who said it, in deliverance, and sometimes they'll say, you can't cast me out because you got one just like me. We've heard that before, hadn't we? Many times. Well, you can't cast me out. You've got all kinds of unforgiveness. I've heard that one in there, too. They have sin in their life. They can read your mail sometimes. I don't know how they find out, but they do find out. And chapter 3, verse 12 says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectionist. Put on love, forgiveness, and walk in love. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. We're going to do some deliverance in just a few minutes. And I pray. You know, I'm going to say this. The women upstairs get lots of deliverance. And usually the men downstairs get lots of deliverance. But when we get together, sometimes we hold back. Why? Why don't we let them go? This afternoon when we go into deliverance. The things I'm talking about are what I a lot of times call just the small spirits that are there. They're tormentors. And we need to get rid of all of those. I know we've had a lot of deliverance for these different things this week. But I want to see the heart be healed. We want to pray for and get rid of those little foxes that are spoiling the vine. Don't care. Don't be afraid of what someone next to you is thinking. We were talking yesterday afternoon. Brother Glenn shared on all those curses. And we're going to go back through those things this afternoon. And I want to say this to you. A lot of people wouldn't turn them loose because they didn't want someone to think I may have an unclean spirit or a spirit of whatever. But you know what? If you want to get rid of that thing, you won't care what anybody thinks. Because when you get rid of it and you're free from all that condemnation and guilt and you can really be the new creature that God made you to be, you don't have to let anything, anyone around you hinder you from receiving deliverance. And if you'll get yours, maybe it will encourage the one next to you to receive theirs. We hold back. We're so full of pride. That old spirit of Leviathan really works in us. You know, he's king of the children of pride. And you know, he works up the back. You know, when over in 1 Samuel, I'm going to read the first chapter, 1 Corinthians 13 in just a minute. But over in 1 Samuel, he talked about, Samuel was talking about witchcraft is as rebellion is as a spirit of witchcraft, and that we're stiff neck and... We're stiff-necked people and hard-hearted. But we're stiff-necked, and that spirit of Leviathan, we found that thing that wraps around the spine, and the head of it comes battle up to there. And, you know, if you're having a lot of trouble with your neck and your, you know, might be that that thing's wrapped around your spine. He's king. He's a ruler. Job 40 tells about it in the last verse. It says he's king over all the children of pride. And he rules. He will rule. He will keep you from getting free. He will put you to sleep, keep you from hearing the word. When you go to pray, and I don't know how I got on this except through pride, but he'll keep you from hearing the word. He'll stop your ears. He'll make you hear the word, hear things that people say to you and make you think that they're saying something they're not. He'll put you to sleep when preaching's going on. And when you read the word yourself, you can read it and you won't understand what you're reading. He just dulls your mind. Pride. There's little pride, big pride. There's all kinds of pride. And pride stops us from being what God wants us to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. That word... would have liked to have my Amplified Bible read out of it. But that word charity is love. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. You know, as I said a while ago, that our actions speak louder than our words do. We hear, we watch. I can't hear what you're saying because of the way we act. You know, that thing. And we can get up here and preach on love. We can preach on how, you know, the word like that. And yet, if we don't show it as God's children, you know, God is love. If God's in us, we've got love in us. God is love. You say, God, give me love. Well, you got love. God is love. He is living within us. And his love is there. But we won't let it come forth. One reason is we're afraid we'll be hurt. But you know what? Let's read them. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Though I give lots of money to the ministry, and I go out and give... I have a friend that started out ministering to the homeless. And she has a, some way or another, she gets all kinds of food stuff given to her. And she's got this great big old truck. She goes and gets it twice a week, sometimes 300 boxes of canned stuff and just all kinds of food. She started out sharing it, giving it to different missions. But she got hurt. Because she felt like she, I guess she wasn't appreciated. I really don't know. And she stopped giving it to the missions. But all this time, I told her, I said, Joyce, your problem, Your problem is that you've been hurt, and you need to forgive those people and start giving to them again. She takes it out of town. She does give it, but takes it to people, but she takes it out of Memphis now. But all that she was giving has gone to naught because of the hurt and the unforgiveness that's working there. And though we give all the money we've got, if we don't have love, it counts for nothing. Love suffers wrong and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not evilly provoked, thinketh no evil. Now, love is not easily provoked. You say you love me, but you get provoked at me. That's contradictory, isn't it? Love is not easily provoked, and it thinketh no evil. Oh, my. Sometimes we just look at people and say, they just didn't look at me right. I know they're thinking real bad things about me or whatever. You know, this is the way we think. And God is telling us, look at them and say, something must be hurting them. Instead of thinking they're mad at us, go over there and say, and love them. And they may be having some problems and need us to go and put our arms around them and say, I really do love you. I just thought I'd come over and tell you. Is not easily provoked and thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Whew. Sometimes we don't want people to speak the truth to us, do we? But you know what? We need to stop compromising the Word. The Word is truth. And the Word says that we need to do it. We have compromised too much. We need to speak the Word of God in truth. Beareth all things. And don't go around saying, I'm just bearing everybody's burden. Good grief. Cast those burdens upon the Lord. We're gonna help them as any way we can. Praise God. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Endureth all things. This is love I'm talking about. It doesn't say, man, I just look what I did. I just did all that. But love goes and does those things and never tells anybody. Love never fails, never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For if we know in part, wait a minute, I lost my place. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And you know, we need to stop acting like children. We need to grow up spiritually and be the man and woman God wants us to be. Listen, there's enough people in here today to turn the world upside down. Think 12 men did it one time. If we would be what God's called us to be. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as also I'm known. And now abideth faith, love, and hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. And if we walk in love, we will walk in forgiveness. We will not hold any unforgiveness. God wants us, his church, cleansed. He wants us to forgive. He wants us to get rid of, you know, a lot of our, lot of sickness and things comes from unforgiveness. Cancer, arthritis, bone problems comes from bitterness. Bitterness rots the bone. Cancer and arthritis are rooted in unforgiveness and bitterness. Unforgiveness will bind you to another. You will have an evil soul tie with them. You know, I taught on souls the other day. But when you're bound to someone, you have an evil soul tie to them, with them. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to receive some deliverance this afternoon, or are you all delivered? Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to ask my husband to come, and he may have something he wants to add to this. But I just sat there this morning, and I was just really ready to weep in the area of this hurt and unforgiveness. And I thought, Lord, we have heard a lot about forgiveness this week, but we really need to start doing something about it. So I know that we've all received some deliverance on it, but, you know, there's always room for a lot more.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll start with that.
You going under it? Oh, my goodness. We can cover them all with that group.
My wife's a gracious wife. You know, we're just talking about those people that build up all this stuff in them and then unload it all at one time. That was me. She didn't tell you that. God changed me, though. Will you forgive me? We like to keep it up to date, really. We need to keep what we call short accounts. We need to confess our sins, not daily, but immediately. If you wait till the end of the day, and I'm going to fess up at the end of the day, you forget so much of the thing, the devil will make you forget it. And we get loaded, let me tell you. Now, you're carrying things, unforgiveness right now. You're carrying unforgiveness of things you have even forgotten. You say, well, how can it be unforgiveness if I've forgotten it? Because it's a demon. He's still laying there. He might be dormant. He might not be active in your life and throwing it up in your face every time you, every day and every time you turn around. But he's a demon. Unforgiveness is a demon. You hear me? Do you want him? Would you like to get rid of him? Many people were hurt by parents. Harsh words. And many children are being hurt today. Many more are being hurt today than there were in some of our age group, especially my age group, because you hear it in the stores and on the streets. I think George is the one who said it. Somebody said it this today, I'm sure. I heard it today. I think I heard it today, put it that way. That in the store you hear, if you don't stop that, I'm going to spank you. And a few minutes later, if you don't stop that, I'm going to spank you. And after about the 10th time, the child knows they're not going to be spanked. And then later in life, they determined that the parents was a liar. They said something they didn't do. But some were hurt so bad that there's unforgiveness there. You need to get rid of some of even that unforgiveness from these forces and demons that are there. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask right now, Father, that you set us free, that you move in our lives. Father, cleanse this building. Take everything out that is not of you, Lord, that's trying to give aid to the demons that are in us. Clean it out right now, Father. Let your angels come in and clear this church so that there'll be nothing to give aid here. And then seal us, Lord. Seal the building and seal us that nothing shall come in to give aid. In the name of Jesus I come, and I come in the authority of Jesus Christ that the enemy will have to obey that word because it is Jesus that is doing setting the people free this day. Father, move in our lives afresh and anew. Make us open vessels to receive now the word that's gone forth be willing to be set free, and we'll praise you and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That spirit of unforgiveness, I speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. All that unforgiveness, all types of unforgiveness against any person, any place, anything, any unforgiveness, I command it to leave now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have no place in God's people. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose this people. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. come out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Unforgiveness, unforgiveness, that spirit of unforgiveness, loose them and come out. In Jesus' name, the Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go, let them go, let them go, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Unbelief, unbelief, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go, unbelief. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out. All that unbelief, unbelief in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the doubt. I speak to doubt and unbelief. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. All spirits of doubt, doubt and unbelief, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Loose them and let them go. He's the one that commands you. He's the one that sets you free. I come in the authority of Jesus this day. You will bow, demon. You will not stay. Loose this people and let them go in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Lying spirits. I'm going to run through. I'm not going to stop and spend time. I'm going to run through a whole list. And I'll just go down through them now. And if you feel that movement in anywhere in your body, don't hold back. Let it go. We're here to get set free. Let's get set free today. And as I speak, I'll go through this list more than once, but I'm not going to spend time on this. So many. I've got three pages here of demons that I can go through. And I have, well, the official hour is short, but we're not looking at the clock today. Lying spirit, angry spirit, stealing spirit, corrupt communication, bitterness, wrath, anger, evil speaking, malice, hate, murder, bondage, rejection, fear of rejection, rebellion, unloved, wounded spirit, broken heart, sorrow, grief, shame, fear, all kinds of fear. Come on, move, move in the name of Jesus. Come on out. I'll go it again. Yeah, don't cross your legs. Put feet flat on the floor. Don't clench your fist or cross your arms. Those are things that will stop deliverance. Agree with me that they have to go. This is your part. Don't pray. Just agree in yourself silently. If that spirit's there, it's not of the Lord. It has to go. Come on out of there. Come on out in Jesus' name. They come out through the mouth usually by coughing, sneezing, even throwing up, crying, even screams. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, unbelief, doubt, lying spirit, and an angry spirit, and a stealing spirit. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out. Every one of those spirits that I've named, you will obey the... When your name is called, you will leave and come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let this people go. You have no place in them. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, the anointed of God. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. That corrupt communication, all bitterness and wrath, loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus, angry, anger, you come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one that rebukes you. Come out in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. In His authority I come, that evil speaking spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. Malice and hate and murder, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Come out, come out. All that bondage, all bondage in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hurt. I come against hurt. I come against hurt in the heart. Those things are deep within your heart where you're hurt. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I come against words that are spoken to you. I curse the words, even the words that were spoken. In the name of the Lord Jesus that brought hurt. I cast them to the ground in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I call that spirit of hurt out. In the name of Jesus. You cannot, you will not any longer cause hurt in these people. Loose them and come out. All types of hurt. Deep hurt, small hurts, loose them and let them go. Hurt, come on out. Hurt in the name of the late Jesus. Hurt by loved ones. hurt by loved ones, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are those here, the Lord's impressing me, there's people here that have been carrying hurts from childhood. They're carrying hurts and they're holding bitterness, even from childhood. If you want to get rid of it, let it go tonight, or today. Loose it today. Command it to go. You're the one. You control it. It's in you. And I can call it, but you have to work with me. You have to push that thing out. You tell it, it cannot stay. It cannot any longer have you. And when you're free, you're free. It's gone. Hurts. All that hurt. Hurt. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The unforgiveness, the anger, and the rejection, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All of the hurts, those deep hurts, even the childhood hurts, those that have been carried from childhood. I speak to spirits of hurts that you no longer remember. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command those spirits of hurt to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Rebellion. I speak to rebellion. Loose them and come out. Rebellion. Come out in Jesus' name. That unloved, not being loved, no one shows love to me. I command that spirit out. That spirit will not let you receive love. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. That spirit of unloved, not being loved. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. The wounded spirit, all the wounds, I cast out those wounds. I ask for a healing from the Lord where those wounds are in your spirit. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out. Wounded spirit, wounded spirit. Loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus, brokenheartedness, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come on out. Brokenhearted spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Grief. Come out. Spirit of grief. We grieve when loved ones die, but it's an evil spirit that keeps that thing upon us for long periods of time. We don't carry grief for long periods of time. Only a spirit keeps us grieving for the same thing for a long periods. I call grief out. That spirit of grief, loose them. Loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Spirits of shame. Shame. Come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, shame. Loose them and let them go. Fear. Fear. All types of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Spirits of fear, leave now. Leave in the name of Jesus. Come out. Set this people free. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you, the Lord Jesus Christ. All types of fear. Fear. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Rebellion. Spirit of rebellion. Spirit of disobedience. Disobedience. Come out. Come out. Cause you to disobey. Disobey authority. Disobey the word. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rejection. Spirits of rejection. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all those spirits of rejection, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. That man-pleasing spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus, man-pleaser. Man-pleaser, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. We only please the Lord. We're not here to please men. Come out, man-pleaser spirit, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, insanity. Spirit of insanity, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Madness and insanity, come out. All those spirits of madness and insanity, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name, oppression. Oppression. In the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and come out. Loose them. Oppression, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Mind-binding spirits and mind-wandering spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Memory recall spirits in the name of Jesus. All those memory recall spirits. Bad memory. Bad memory, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Loose them. Bad memory. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Nightmares. Bad dreams. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lust. Lust. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lust. Spirits of lust. Lust of the eye. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lust of the eye. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out of there. Come on out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. You have no rights. You have no rights. Lust of the flesh. Lust of flesh. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Unclean demon. That unclean demon. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Spirits of shame. Demons of shame. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Destruction. Destruction. Come out. That is spirit of Apollyon and Abaddon. Destruction and the destroyer. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. That spirit of destruction. Destruction in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. False humility. False humility. False love. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That sweet spirit. Sweet spirit. Being too sweet. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of caffeine. Caffeine. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Alcohol. Spirits of alcohol. I'll put in there dope, too. Spirits of dope. Many prescriptions. Spirits will fall under this. I speak to addiction of prescriptions. I don't know whether we have any street dope involved here today, but I call any type of dope out. All spirits of dope, caffeine is a dope, yes, caffeine, crack, cocaine, uppers, downers, amphetamines, all of the spirits of dope. I command the taste to go. I call that spirit of taste out, of addiction, that spirit of addiction out for dope, for alcohol, spirits of alcohol, all types of alcohol, wine, beer, whiskey, gin, any type of drink that has alcohol. I speak to that spirit of alcohol. I break the curse of Noah over you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I just command that curse to come out in Jesus' name. I bind its power and its strength, and I command that curse of Noah and that craving for alcohol. Loose them and let them go. I command that social drink out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the social drinker, in the name of the Lord Jesus, to give that alcohol up. Loose that spirit. Loose that demon of alcohol. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call the desire for it out in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break that control of the desire and the addiction in the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirits of arrested development. Arrested development. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Arrested development. Mental retardation. Mental retardation. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Mind control. Mind control in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call false gods out in the name of the Lord Jesus. All the false gods, God of sports, God of entertainment, God of joy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, anything that you've placed ahead of God that you've made an idol out of, I call it out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. Those idols of gods that you've made or those gods themselves, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Fortune telling, palm reading, crystal ball, ESP, horoscope, water divination. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out in Jesus' name. Occult, those are occult spirits. If you've ever participated in those spirits, you're cursed, your children's cursed, your grandchildren are cursed, and your great-grandchildren are cursed. It's a four-generation curse. Said, I didn't really mean anything with it. Yeah, but the devil did. I only watched them play with the Ouija board. Well, the devil got you. That demon came in even though you didn't mean anything. Come out in Jesus' name. Ouija board. Spirit of a Ouija board, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Anybody ever played with a Ouija board here? Yes, I see some hands. Come out, come out. Ouija board, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Let them come out. Come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have you ever consulted a medium or a fortune teller? Picked up a demon. Ever been to a seance? You ever prayed for the dead? A spirit of necromancy. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and come out. Spirit of seance, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Spirit guide, you picked up a spirit guide. I command that spirit guide to leave now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we have one guide, and that is Jesus. You have no place for a spirit guide. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Automatic handwriting, table tipping, levitation, yoga, mind control, magic charms, Christian science, pendulums, trance, astrology, magic. All of these are you pick up demons from participating in any of these. They are occult spirits attached to these. There are occult practices. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Occult spirits. All the occult spirits that I've named. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Gene Dixon. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mormon spirit. A Mormon spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. A unity spirit. Unity. Inner peace. Eastern Star. Masons. Secret sororities, come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go, loose them and let them go, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out in.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.